Thoughts on the Psalms. Psalm 107, verses 10 to 16. We now come to the second picture, redemption, picture 2, Psalm 107, verses 10 to 16. You know the point I'm making, that these four pictures in Psalm 107, the first part of that psalm, these four pictures are all saying the same thing. Redemption, deliverance by God's mercy. Sinners coming to the end of themselves, crying out to the Lord, and he has mercy upon them. In the previous discourse, the first picture, we saw men wandering in the desert. Now in this discourse, 10 to 16, it's those who sit in darkness and the deepest gloom, prisoners suffering in iron chains. And the picture here is of men locked in jails, in dungeons, prisoners in darkness with no light, suffering in iron chains in the deepest gloom. You remember William Tyndale, when he was in prison, asked his jailer if he could have a light in the night, in the winter. It was so long, these nights, these evenings. He said, if I had a light, I could use my Hebrew grammar and so on. In the darkness, in the deepest gloom, verse 10. And they're there because they have been rebels against God. They have rebelled against his words. They have despised the counsel of the Most High. Again, I think this is caught up in the history of Israel at this time. They too had broken God's covenant. They had rebelled against his word. But I think it's a general picture. Here are sinners in bondage and in bitter labor. So God subjected them, verse 12. You notice that it's God's work. He subjected them to bitter labor. They stumble, and there was no one to help. They're in chains. They're in bondage. They're in slavery. This is what sin does. Read John chapter 8. We are slaves of sin, captive to Satan. We're in captivity, in bondage, and slavery to sin, stumbling without any help. And as in the previous discourse, we then come to the word then in verse 13. Then, in their bondage, in their bitter labor, in their darkness, in their gloom, in their prison, in the brass around them, the brass chains and the bars and so on, keeping them in, they cry to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He, God alone, brought them out of darkness and the deepest gloom. As Peter was in jail and God rescued him, as you'll find it in the Acts, so here, these men, these sinners, and there's a picture of deliverance. We cry to God, and in his mercy, he brings us out of our darkness. We've come to the end of ourselves. We're slaves in bondage. We could do nothing. And he brings them out, and he brings them out of their distress and into the light. I am the light of the world, says Christ, John chapter 9. I am the light, walk in the light, John chapter 12. And Christ says, the truth shall make you free, the Son shall make you free, John chapter 8. He freed them, he gave them liberty. Let them now give thanks to God. Let them praise the name of the Lord. He breaks down the gates of bronze, the brass bars, and he cuts through the bars of iron and releases them. Oh, unbeliever, this can happen to you now. Sin locks you into slavery, bondage, bitterness, hopelessness, gloom. But look to Christ, cry to Christ, and your imprisoned spirit will be free. Listen to Charles Wesley. Long my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's night. That's what it was, yes. Thine eye diffused a quickening ray. I woke, the dungeon flamed with light. My chains fell off. My heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee. That's what we see in this picture. Slaves in prison, in bondage, in darkness, in bitterness, brought into the liberty and joy and the freedom and the release of knowing Christ in God and everlasting salvation. This is redemption. This can be yours, friend. Call upon the name of the Lord and be saved.